you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. You know, in the midst of the high school football season, you got soccer, we have volleyball that's kicking off tonight. I mean, there's just a lot going on, but I'll tell you one team that has performed extremely well here in the Castle Country, the Carbon High School golf team. They have a 97-stroke lead in region after only three meets. They dominated once again this past Tuesday, this time in Roosevelt. And joining us right now over the phone to talk a bit about that, we have head coach Tom King. TK, how you doing today?
Good, Jordan. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you, Coach. It has been a busy couple of weeks for you guys. We haven't talked to you since the beginning of the season. We're now three meets deep into the season, and you guys have developed a 97-stroke lead. Most recently, you picked up a 16-stroke victory on the road in Roosevelt against Union on their home course. Coach, all in all, how have you assessed the way the boys have played so far this year?
You know, they've been playing pretty good. You look at the scores this year, it's a little higher than I wanted to at first when we talked about Mazur, you know, shooting the 314. You know, we want them sub 310. And, you know, it's really close. But, you know, this week they played really well. They shot a 308. They're getting a lot closer to where they need to be for the state tournament. Right now with the region is the way it is, it looks like we're pretty dominant in this region. So we need to focus on each week, and we're playing against ourselves, for that matter. We're playing against a certain score. And if we can continue to do that, winning the regional will take care of itself. But we need to get ourselves ready, prepared for state over the next few weeks.
You do have a couple of seniors, obviously, with Riker and Ryan on this team. Outside of those seniors, is it difficult for the younger kids to play against themselves and reach for a certain score? Or is that kind of easy as a golfer?
No, I think it's very possible as a golfer. That's something you should strive for every time you play golf, no matter if you're playing competitive golf or just recreational golf on your own time. You set a goal that you're trying to break on a certain score each week or each time you tee it up, and you go from there, and you're playing against yourself. And so if those kids can realize that and just they're setting their goals each week and hopefully achieving those goals, we'll be fine.
We talk about the meet earlier this week. Riker fires a 72, and then you have Ryan come in at a 77. As far as a 1-2 punch, that's pretty dang good. I mean, as you know, comparing it against other teams throughout the 3A tournament, it looks as if your number three and number four golfers have to reach a certain goal, but 1 and 2, it looks like you're sitting fine right now.
Yeah, we are. You know, the week before is both Gagans played really well. In fact, Riker had probably his worst event so far. He shot a 78 over at Delta, but both Gagans came through. Ryan shot 74, which is 2 over par, and Little Gagan shot 76. He had a really good breakout tournament, and Brady Gagan is going to be, you know, the future of the high school golf team here after this year because you've got Riker and Ryan graduating. Brady's going to be that future as a sophomore this year, and I see him potentially, especially in this region right now, there's no reason why he should not be a region medalist next year and a potential state championship or state individual champion coming up. So I'm trying to get those 4 and 5 golfers to understand I don't need them to shoot even par by any means, but if they can go out and shoot a 77 week in, week out, I mean, we'll be very, very solid, especially after this week. You know, Riker's 72 is a great score. Don't get me wrong. He shot 72. That's even par. But the kid was 300 par through 10 holes and then played the last 7 holes not very good, not like himself. He hit some very loose shots, didn't hit some good shots, and ended up shooting even par where the kid could have came in today or that day 300-400 par, no problem. And both Gagan and Ryan Gagan and Carson Martinez squandered some shots down the stretch. So the 308 could have been really good. It could have been a sub 300 round for sure. So it's just a matter of getting those fine tunings.
At the beginning of the season, you mentioned Zaid Carrillo to me, a kid that really impressed you, didn't make the team last year, came out during tryouts this year and was really good. Shot an 81. How important is a kid like Zaid to the team long term when you look at the grand scheme and the main goal?
Extremely, you know, and I think maybe cutting him was a good thing last year. It put a fire underneath him because he did practice all summer. That 81 is huge, and looking at his round last week, he had, I think, 5 3 putts. So there's a potential where he could have definitely played a lot better, you know, and taking those 5 3 putts and saving 3 of those, that's a 78 all of a sudden. that's what I need out of that position. Zaid's been solid all week. He's going to travel each week now, but he's definitely been solid, and I think that's where I need to get him. If I can get him to realize that he can shoot 78, 79 consistently, that'll help huge.
I was talking to a couple of people who were in attendance of the tournament, and they talked about some tempers flaring a little bit with the kids. I know in some sports, basketball, football, baseball, volleyball, whatever sport we're talking about, most of the time that's a good thing. Do you like to see that kind of fire from your kids, or is that a complete absolute no-no considering the etiquette of golf?
Well, you know, the temper, I think it was put out of perspective a little bit. The tempers weren't that bad. There was a discrepancy on a score, on a hole. That should never happen on a golf course as far as amongst other teams and players. Fired up, temper as far as themselves, getting upset with themselves and how they're playing. Absolutely, I love that. I think that's a very good thing, and I think that pushes them and makes them, that shows that they care. They want to play really well. I don't want to see them get in an argument out there with another team. I mean, this is not a physical sport by any means. So that I don't want to ever see. I don't want to ever see them get mad at another team and try to cause problems with them, because not only are we an etiquette school, an etiquette game, but we're Carbon High, and we need to show that we are not just the best players out there, but we're also the best kids out there.
Again, being joined by Coach Tom King of the Carbon Dino Golf Squad. Coach, next up, you guys will travel to Eagle Mountain. That's going to be the home course of Providence Hall. That's going to be on August 30th. What do you know about this course?
It's actually the Ranches Golf Course. You know, I played it a long time ago when I was one of my friends became the head professional there, and he asked me to come up and find a pro-am for him. It's a very links-style golf course. When I did play it, the wind blew a lot, and I think the wind blows a lot out there, so that, you know, target golf is going to be something that they're going to be after. I think it's hit the fairways for sure. You don't have to probably hit it long. I can't remember how long the golf course is, but I think hitting the fairways is going to be a key. Getting it in play off the tee is really good, because I think there's some long grass, long fescue, so if you hit it offline, you can have some potential lost balls.
All in all, it looks like, I mean, you guys are definitely the cream of the crop. Again, a 97-stroke lead in this particular region. Who's that squad, though, that you guys have to pay attention to? Maybe one that could sneak up and steal a region meet if you guys aren't careful.
Well, I think it's going to be next week. You know, at Providence Hall's home course, you know, and that's where we had some discrepancies on the golf course last week, is the one kid from Providence Hall thought, you know, one of our kids shot a different score on a hole, or scored a different score on a different hole. And so there was some discrepancies there, and I think it's just because they want to beat us. I don't know if they like us or not. I really don't care. But I think they really want to beat us. And with them being on their home course and they know the advantages there, I mean, next week's probably my biggest challenge right now, I think. Going into next week, I want to make sure we win that match, because then we come back to our home course, which we know how to play this golf course, and then going to JUAB, the kids have played that many times. And then Spanish Fork, by the time we get there, you know, it's a little tricky back nine, but it's a lot of similarities to here. So I don't think I'm too worried. I just want to get through next week.
Where do you look at as far as improvement for this team, especially when you have such a big lead in the region?
Well, we're going to concentrate on short game. That's what we're going to do today. We're going to work on our short game, because there's too many three putts, too many chips. That's for sure. So I want to concentrate on short game. If they can work on that, that'll be good. But also I need to put a premium on hitting fairways, getting the ball in play. I don't want to see a lot of wasted shots with out of bounds, hazards, penalty shots, stuff like that.
Is it difficult for a kid in over the course of a golf meet, knowing that you have your two individuals that are going to stand out, is it more difficult for a kid to play it safe and get a score that you can use in your top four rather than just shooting, I mean, constantly for the green? Is that something that you have to try to teach these kids?
Yeah, you know, I'll go out there. I don't see Riker much, and I don't see Ryan when I'm out there coaching the kids. They know how to play golf. They've played many tournaments golf, and they know what they need to do out there. So I don't really need to go help them. But I'll go around to the couple younger kids and explain to them that we're not shooting a score. We're just playing shot by shot. So if they hit the best shot they possibly can at that moment, and if it's the best shot they can hit, the score will take care of itself. But we talk about ball positioning, or, you know, course management. When I'm out there, you know, maybe let's try to hit it here instead of going for this tougher shot and causing ourselves a potential high score. So that's what I need to do, and I need to concentrate on those, you know, that spot, 3, 4, and 5 spot. Be with them, try to keep them calm down, understand each shot at is most important at that time and not look ahead and try and say, oh, I'm going to shoot 70, I'm going to shoot 75. Let's just play the hole by hole, shot by shot, and see what happens after we're done.
We'll end with this, TK. Have you paid attention to other scores from around the 3A classification? And if so, who are some of the schools that you definitely have to pay attention to the rest of the way?
Yeah, absolutely I have. You know, the other region with North St. Pete in there, we used to play against North St. Pete. I think they shot 293 or 295 at their home course last week, which is very easily done at that golf course, especially when it's your home course. Them and Grand, those are the two schools right now that I'm still worried about. Going into this year, I definitely thought we can win state. I still think we can win state. I think this is probably the best team in the 3A classification. But Grand is tough. Grand has won many state tournaments when they were 2A, and now they moved up to 3A. And then North St. Pete was, you know, very competitive with us last year, and they've got a lot better as well. They've got three kids that have improved a lot. The Garlic kid's a senior. The Dillman kid's a good player. So they've got some kids that can shoot scores, and they've already played at the state high school match, or the site, at Richfield this year, and I think they shot I believe it was a 320, I'm not sure. And I think Grand was right in that 310s, 313 range. And so, you know, that's kind of what I've been looking at, is I kind of pull up the newspapers from those local areas to see where they're at. I couldn't tell you much about the northern schools in the state, the 3A state classification. Looking at the scores from previous state championships, they don't really stand out to me. So I think our biggest competition at state right now is going to be North St. Pete and Grand.
Well, TK, I always look forward to the conversations. Thank you again. Congratulations on another meet win. Best of luck next week, and I know we'll talk again real soon.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I hope they do well. This is the big one for us.
Definitely, definitely. Could set you guys up nicely coming back home.
Yeah. It's we've got a goal to have a certain shot lead by the end of the year, and we're on our way, but we'll see what happens this week. This is the big week.
Thank you, TK.
Thank you.
Again, that's Coach Tom King of the Carbon Dino Boys Golf Squad talking about their dominating performance in the early portion of the season. Three meets down, a 97-stroke lead. We've got a break for just a moment, but we do have more Drive Time Sports coming up right after this. KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.